Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're very welcome back. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has warned US President Donald Trump of irreparable harm if the US joins Israeli attacks on his country. But in the last few minutes, Donald Trump has been telling reporters, I may do it, I may not do it, in reference to whether he will bomb Iran or not. We're joined by Tara Kangerlou, global affairs journalist and author of The Heartbeat of Iran and adjunct professor at Georgetown University. Tara, you're very welcome back to the programme. This is a really pivotal moment here, isn't it?
Absolutely. A few days ago, when we were speaking, we were so far from this point. President Donald Trump earlier, I was listening to the presser, he said, nothing's finished until it finishes. And once again, I say what I've said before, he holds the key to ending all of this. We heard also earlier from Iran's supreme leader in a very peculiar way, by the way. It was evident that he is somewhat in hiding, not the usual videos that he sends. He was adamant. He said, we are going to continue the fight. We are not going to succumb to pressure. And so Donald Trump likes a good fight. And I think the two are going to continue. And once again, to the detriment of the Iranian people who are being attacked, the death toll has risen to over 500. Hundreds are injured, as well as the Israeli people who are also caught between, you know, the lunacy of a theocracy and that of their government.
Donald Trump says he's run out of patience with Iran. And when he was asked by reporters if the negotiators could do anything, is it too late? Nothing is too late, he says. Mm-hmm. But then you have Iran's mission at the United Nations, Tara, saying we don't grovel at the gates of the White House. Iran does not negotiate under duress.
So it seems
like an intractable position here.
Listen, Iranian regime, if they don't come to the negotiating table, they are done. There will no longer be an Iranian regime. There are evidence as to a crippling system. So many top generals, top heads of government, IRGC, the inner circle of Khamenei are gone. They haven't been appointed or replaced with people that he doesn't trust. This is from sources inside Iran. So these are all signs of a collapsing regime. If the Islamic regime wants to stay in power, they have no choice but to come to the negotiating table. Donald Trump, I will say, he campaigned with his MAGA, following. I'm not going to enter the forever wars. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to drag the United States into another war. Last night, he contradicted that. He said, we are giving full support to Israel. We are in control of Iran's airspace. So many people in U.S. Congress and Senate are fumed by all of this. He's doing all he's making all the decisions unilaterally, and quite frankly, he's dragging the United States into a war that he promised the nation he won't do.
I just wonder if Benjamin Netanyahu is dragging America into all of this, because it seems some analysts are saying that he's outmaneuvered Donald Trump in this one.
Again, Donald Trump would not be pushed to do something he doesn't want to do. I think we know that by now. But another thing that we know is Donald Trump changes his mind on a daily basis. So really, it is a wait and see game. But the price is paid by the people on really all sides, on both sides. And we're hearing from regional leaderships. None of them want this war to continue, or rather spill into neighboring countries.
Would it spill, Tara? What would the consequences be, for example, if the US dropped a bunker buster bomb on Tehran? We don't know how much radiation would leak, of course, either, because we don't know how far along they are in those bunkers in terms of enriching uranium and moving towards a nuclear bomb. But be that as it may, what would the consequences be of that massive bomb being dropped on Tehran?
Oh my goodness, I don't even want to think about that. Tehran, a city with 14 million civilians, individuals, ordinary people with the same hopes and dreams as the rest of the world who didn't want to be part of this lunatic behavior of their regime and also a foreign intervention. The most innocent will die, and that is the end game. Innocent civilians will pay the price. But when it comes to Iran's nuclear facilities, as the IAEA has also warned over and over again, any attack on any nuclear facility would be detrimental, not just to the environment or the people of the of that region, the Iranians in this case, but also the neighboring countries. Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the UAE are terrified of this. Turkey, Iraq, they're all terrified of a potential nuclear waste. Just the thought of bombs dropping on cities like Tehran, Shiraz, Isfahan, cities that are full of people, ordinary Iranian citizens who wanted to belong to the world, who want to belong to the world, but have remained under isolation because of their own regime. It's quite tragic.
But can I ask you a final question on the regime and how sustainable the regime is in Iran now? Because the Israeli government have been saying that it's not the objective of the military action of the IDF in Iran at this point, regime change, but they said it might be the result of it. Now, when you say that Ali Khamenei has been issuing messages in a weird type of a way, it struck me that it was slightly similar to what we saw from Bashar al-Assad of Syria when he fled the seat of power and was issuing reassuring messages from possibly somewhere in Russia the last days of his regime. Could there be a toppling of the regime in Iran, do you think, here?
That can also be a possibility. Like I said, the Iranian regime, the IRGC, is in shambles. They are not really in control. The supreme leader seems to be in hiding. One thing I think about is the Iran-Iraq war, where this hubris and this narrative of victory continued even when Iran was at its weakest. So that's why we're hearing still the regime be arrogant in their messaging. But if there is a toppling of the regime, the United States either is going to leave Iran to be a failed state, like what we saw in Iraq, potentially, or they have a plan B. They're going to bring their own person in power, as they have done in the past. The United States have orchestrated coup d'etats, around the world, including in Iran, 1953. So anything is possible. But if I just may say one quick thing, is that Iran has some of its brightest minds in prison, journalists, scholars, educators, activists, who are very well capable of deciding the future of their country and bringing a democracy that they so deserve, so long as the power is given to the people, not taken away from them by these two sides.
Well, that awaits to be seen for sure. Tara Kangerlou, thank you so much indeed for sharing your expertise.